to have a minimum and a maximum, in which we can use a certain density of drilling fluid, also known as mud, to drill the well safely, not exceeding the fracture gradient and not going below the pore pressure. This zone between the upper and lower limits is usually called a mud window. The mud window is given a safety factor to ensure that the limits are not reached while drilling. Usually, the mud window is displayed in a graph with the mud density in the x-axis and the depth of the well in the y-axis, where the pressure and gradient curves are also shown, and the mud window is in between those curves. After obtaining the mud window, we can try to do some standardization of a hypothetical well outline. The following assumptions can be applicable to development wells within a field that already drilled its exploration and appraisal wells, i.e., it is possible to confidently elaborate a well design by applying these assumptions. Note be taken that it is possible to obtain this standardization when an intensive regional geology research is done with good quality data, as well as a significant effort is undertaken to understand local well design architecture. Considering all this, it would be possible to assume tentative casing setting depths, which will later be analyzed and confirmed, or not, in the casing design process. A possible standard configuration for an offshore project with about 300 feet of water depth, nowadays considered a shallow water depth, without any special anomalies in the formations that will be drilled, could have this tentative well configuration. 26-inch phase, 20-inch conductor casing, casing depth 300 feet below WD. 17.5-inch phase, 13 3/8-inch structural or surface casing, casing depth at 2,000 feet, since it was assumed that no drilling hazards were presented in the respective casing setting depth formation. 12 1/4-inch phase, 9 5/8 intermediate casing, casing depth 300 feet before top of reservoir formation. 8 1/2-inch phase, 7-inch production liner. Liner setting depth should include a 150-foot rat hole after the end of the reservoir to allow wireline logging and possible well testing operations. Note that to drill an oil and gas well, you have to start by drilling with a bigger bit. Then you lower a big casing, and then you go to the next phase, or also known as hole section, and you drill with a smaller bit and so on, lowering a smaller casing and drilling with an even smaller bit until you reach the reservoir, which is your main objective. The reservoir is the section of your well that has a permeable and porous rock, hopefully with oil or gas, which are both made out of hydrocarbons. If hydrocarbons are encountered, they are lying in the pores of the rock, and the reservoir rock needs to have enough permeability between its pores for the hydrocarbons to flow into the well and to be produced, which is the ultimate objective of oil and gas drilling. Chapter 2, Well Configuration. The well configuration is the decision-making process of determining what is the best fit for purpose configuration for the well you want to drill. Considering that you have specific targets to reach, but you need to reach those targets in a safely manner, this whole process can be divided in three consecutive steps. The first step is to define the well trajectory. The well trajectory is defined from knowing two things. 1. The exact position of the targets that the geologists want to reach with the corresponding coordinates, and 2. The exact place where the rig will be located at surface. After obtaining these two pieces of information, a well trajectory is defined and optimized. The second step is to understand how we are going to get from surface to the final target in a safely manner. This being said, to reach the final target safely, we need a proper notion of the casing setting depths as well as their dimensional requirements. Here is where the casing design process comes in, and all worst scenarios are considered to be on the safe side, and to ensure the operational crews are never put at risk while drilling the well. The third and final step is to elaborate the cement program after having the casing program in place, and ensure the cement design is adequate and to gain clarity on the cement that will be necessary to reach the final target in safe conditions. 2.1. Well trajectory. The well trajectory is always a subject of great discussion. The main debates are around the geological targets and their corresponding tolerances in all possible directions, and also how the reservoir engineers